Welcome again to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. And what we do is we write up a review on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And then when we put that down, we plug in the microphone and here we are. And today, just in time for the 4th of July, and this is, I think, the 30th of June is when this is being recorded. We have the Federalist Ben Franklin Lodi Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's a special edition and good thinking because it's there for the summer. And it's got a American flag motif with picture of Ben Franklin on the label, looking debonair. And it's Cabernet Sauvignon. And it's, you know, actually it was in the liquor store and there wasn't anything holiday oriented. There used to be, people used to like do wraps on bottles and stuff, but everything's been boring lately. But now here, we got the Federalist. Federalist is a brand from Terlato Wines. They've been around a while. They're the people that, well, if you don't know who they are and you like Pinot Grigio, you should thank them. They brought in Santa Margherita to Pinot Grigio when nobody drank Pinot Grigio, and now everybody drinks Pinot Grigio. And they're the people that broke it into the market. They're, you know, that's something to say. Not everybody starts a trend, and they did. And this is their Federalist is their USA wine. I think the original ones used to be from Dry Creek, if I'm not mistaken. I think we've done a couple of these over the years. And now it's from Lodi. And if you ask me, if I'm doing a value price wine, this is the wine I found for $10.99. And on the internet, it's kind of weird because the pricing's from $10 to $20. I mean, that's usually don't see that. Usually you see everything bunched within a dollar or two because, you know, you don't want the cheapest guy to make all the sales and everybody else doesn't sell anything. But I'm going to take a sip here. So this is a wine that I'm not sure. I think it lists for like $20 on their website. And it's been 16 months in oak barrels, which is kind of interesting because value price Cabernet Sauvignon, the longer it's in, I mean, it was on skins. I'm going a little ahead of myself. It was on skins for 14 full days, which going to get all the skin and the juices all together and all the goodness that's in those skins, all the tannins, all the chemicals are going into the wine. Like a rosé wine is on skins for 3 hours, 2 hours, just enough. It's pink, let's pull them. But the longer things are on skin, longer things are extracted, the longer it takes for the wine to be ready to sell. So you don't see a lot of that happening in value price wines. And here, this wine was an oak barrel for 15 months and 35% of the barrels were brand new. The rest were, you know, various used barrels. And that too is kind of a high percentage because you don't want, these are drink it now wines. When you get it, you want it to be ready to go and you don't want the oak to be too much, too little. You want it to be just right. So they went out of their way to kind of make this Cabernet the way you're supposed to make Cabernet in California. But and not charge the regular price for it. I'm going to take another sip. This is a juicy barbecue sitting by the fire pit wine. You know, it's, you know, there's some Cabernet Sauvignons. It's like, you know, sitting in a leather chair smoking a Cuban cigar. Now, this is having some fun outside wine. It's got ripe, juicy flavors. It's got some spice. It's got some of that extracted dark chocolate, you know, that 78% cocoa, you know, expensive ones. It's got toasty vanilla. It's got some black licorice. Then it's got some more maybe red grapes. It's got some black cherry and some jammy raspberry. Not sweet, but jammy. Tannins are kind of dusty and they're there, but they kind of add some structure and some interest. This is a pretty good Cabernet Sauvignon, especially, you know, if you're throwing down something on the grill, it doesn't matter what, maybe not, well, if it's spicy enough, it doesn't really matter. I'm like, you can do like shrimp or even salmon or something and that normally would ask for a white wine, but if you're going to spice it up a little bit, this would do just fine. Because it's not over the top or anything. This is a nicely balanced Sauvignon, Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is from Lodi. And that's a great place for value-priced wines because I think you can get a better quality grape in Lodi than you can if you go to a high-end place and kind of get one that's, you know, a little bit less money. I think you're pulling a better... There's some good grapes in Lodi. There's some good winemakers. And they named the name of the winery that made the wine for Terlato, for the Federalist wines. And they have a full line. They have everything, even barrel-aged wines or whiskey barrel-aged wines. But I never heard of and I couldn't find anything about that winery. But there's some winery out there that's making this wine for them. Or at least a section of a known winery. And that's really good. Lodi has been, in my mind, is making some good Cabernets for like the last 5 years where I've noticed it. Used to be all Zinfandels. And Federalist has a Zinfandel too. I haven't been that crazy about Zinfandel lately, and the Cabernet's kind of taken its place, especially from Lodi. Take another sip. It's one of those sipping wines. Yeah, it's nice. It's a crowd pleaser. It's it'll go great with food. It has all the things you need for it to pair well, to cleanse your palate, and then get you ready for the next sip. So the three cheers for the red, white, and blue, the Federalist Ben Franklin Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. That's it for me, Domain Dave, Cheap Wine Finder. Keep it cheap, stay safe, don't blow your finger off, or shoot your eye out, and I'll talk to you after the 4th. Bye.